So why don't budgets like trampolines? Well, it's because they can't stand the ups and downs. I'm Rob West. Getting aside, if your income goes up and down, you might find budgeting a bit more challenging. You need a variable income budget. I'll walk you through the process today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, if you're self-employed, a contractor, or small business owner, you know there are months where your income is good, maybe even great. But other months are slow and you might not meet expenses. You have variable income, so you need a variable income budget. Now, in one respect, all budgets are the same. They simply lay out how much you'll spend each month and where. But with variable income, setting up that budget requires a few extra steps, but it's not difficult. So you start with what you know. Go back and look at what was your monthly income for the last 6 months, at least. 12 would be better. Total it up. Then simply divide the total by the number of months. That's the average monthly amount you can reasonably expect to earn. Then draw up your budget using that figure as your monthly income. Again, some months it will be more, some less. In the months where you earn more, keep the excess in savings to fund the lean months. This is really the critical part of the variable income budget. You must stick to your spending limits even when you have money left over at the end of the month. In that respect, it's really no different than when you have consistent income. Those months with extra income above your budgeted amount then go into savings to be drawn on in the lean months when your income falls below the budgeted amount. A good way to manage this cash flow is to have all of your income go into savings and then setting up an automatic transfer of your budgeted amount and only that amount from savings to checking. You then spend only from checking and only on budgeted expenses. When you first start this process, you may be off a bit, so keep track of your spending and reassess your income every 6 months. You'll have to adjust your spending as you get a better picture of your average income over time. And that's how you budget on a variable income. Now, the method you choose to draw up your spending plan is up to you. You can use pencil and paper, or you can take a digital approach, and for that, we highly recommend the FaithFi app. It's simple to use and a powerful tool for setting up a budget. Get it wherever you get your apps. Now, here are a few general tips for setting up your budget, whether your income is variable or consistent. Start by tracking your spending for 30 days. Capture every expense, no matter how small. Then, think about the non-recurring expenses and add them in with a monthly amount needed to have what's necessary when that expense rolls around. For example, if you have an annual HOA fee, put 1/12 of that amount in your budget each month. The same for your Christmas fund. Then take your 30 days of actual spending plus the non-recurring expenses I just mentioned and build a budget by category. Again, the FaithFi app will make this quick and easy for you. Once you take a first pass, you'll need to bring the budget in line with your income and make sure that your spending reflects your goals and priorities. If it doesn't, that's where you need to start trimming and making changes. By the way, if you choose to use the FaithFi app, you'll find its envelope system particularly helpful for controlling the flow of money in your discretionary categories, which are typically budget busters because they vary from month to month. These are things like eating out, shopping for clothes, maybe it's your gifts or entertainment, and so on. And just in case you're thinking this is all too much trouble and you don't really need a budget, experience tells us otherwise. Living on a budget is critical because otherwise it's nearly impossible to spend less than you earn. And spending less than you earn is key to every financial success. It's the foundation that everything else is built upon. Without it, you can't stay out of debt and get ahead. A better term than budget might be spending plan. It's a way to oversee the flow of money in and out of your accounts and give each dollar a function. You can't maximize your giving and saving without a spending plan. And as stewards of God's resources, we have a responsibility to be good stewards. This applies to everyone, whether you make a little or a lot. It's imperative for Christians to wisely manage the resources God gives us. Proverbs 27:23 reads, "Know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds." For us, that means knowing how much we have coming in and going out and where those monies will be directed. All right, again, if you want to check out the FaithFi app, head to faithfi.com and click app, or head to your app store and search for FaithFi. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Countless Christians are persecuted every day all over the world. And when we pray for them, we're often thinking of their safety, their protection, their endurance in the face of trials. But when's the last time we've prayed for their joy? In Acts 5, the early church faced opposition. The apostles were commanded to stop preaching Christ. They were arrested and beaten, and yet the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name, just as Jesus said they would. So today, let's lift up our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted and ask the Lord to fill them with His joy as they suffer for the sake of Jesus. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Just visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap Weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Well, I'm so thankful you've joined us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, we started today by talking about budgeting, and let me just remind you, probably goes without saying, your lifestyle, your ability to live on less than you earn, live within your means, is the building block, is essential to financial success. Yes, we have to understand God owns it all and we're stewards, but beyond that, in terms of the practical daily working out of managing God's money, it's really about living below your income so you have margin. That allows you flexibility, the ability to pursue your values-driven goals, those things you want to do, increase your giving, pay down debt, save for emergencies, invest for the future, whatever it might be. That's all a function of your ability to live within your means. And so having a spending plan is the way you do that, because you give every dollar a job and you know where your money's going and you
curb your spending throughout the month, because guess what? Things will change. And by the way, things are more expensive now than ever before. And I know I don't need to tell you that you're experiencing that every day. So putting that spending plan in place not only allows you to make sure that you at least have a plan that balances, but as you work it out throughout the month, having a system to control the flow of money and curb your spending as you need to is essential. That's why we built the FaithFi app. That's why we have a team of developers working on it every day, enhancing it, improving it. It's built on Larry Burkett's tried and true envelope system, which is a very effective way to budget. But we built on top of that old physical envelope. And by the way, if you're still using physical envelopes, no problem if it works for you. But we wanted a smartphone version of that that was beautiful and simple, and where you could connect your accounts and have your transactions download automatically, and a program that was smart enough to know that when a transaction comes in from a certain vendor, it goes into a certain envelope and that happens in the background for you. And here's the beautiful part is at any point in the month, you can open it, find out where you're at in that envelope and make decisions. Because if you're over on eating out and the paycheck's not coming till the next week, well, guess what? It's beans and rice time. I mean, we're making real-time decisions based on what you're seeing in those digital envelopes. And so I'd love for you to check it out. It might be just the solution you're looking for. You can learn more on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. You can just click app or just head straight to your app store and search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance. Download it today. Get started. And by the way, if you need some help setting it up, we've got a team that will do that for you. All right, we want to dive in here in just a moment. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Lines are filling up, but it looks like we still have a couple more. So 800-525-7000. In the news today, Robinhood is jumping into election trading. That just simply means that they're giving users a chance to buy Harris or Trump contracts. What is that? Well, essentially, starting Monday, eligible users who meet specific criteria, including U.S. citizenship, were able to start trading contracts for either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump via what are called Robinhood derivatives. And this is in partnership with Interactive Brokers and a particular exchange that allows these to be possible. So they're getting into an already crowded political prediction market. That's what they call it. Following a recent ruling favoring Kalshi, which is a platform that won a legal battle against the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which had tried to halt election outcome trading. Now, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, that's the CFTC, is now appealing. They've voiced concerns over the possible market manipulation, with reports from Polymarket, which is one of the leaders in this space, indicating that a single French user had heavily influenced the market by buying millions in Trump contracts. However, an investigation found there was, in fact, no market manipulation. In a statement, Robinhood emphasized its vision of prediction markets as tools for engaging in real-time decision-making and democratizing access to current events. For now, only the presidential election contracts will be offered, and these platforms don't replace, of course, traditional political polling. Now, how should we think about this? Well, I would say you just really got to be careful here. You know, it can easily slip into gambling. I would say instead of engaging in these prediction markets, a better thing to do is always to pray. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's make informed voting choices. iVoter Guide could be a great tool for you from the American Family Association. Participate in our constitutional process without seeking financial gain. You know, this approach really just aligns with biblical teachings on respecting authority, of course, from Romans 13, but also promoting peace and justice from Micah 6. So I would say stay far away from these, in my view. It's ultimately a conviction matter, but what we all absolutely should do is pray and show up and vote and participate in the constitutional process that the Lord has given us. Get your friends, go out and vote. Do it for yourself. Get in early if you have that opportunity. My kids were, I've got one son that is voting for the first time in this election, and he did that this morning, and He's wearing his sticker proud today at school. So what a great time for us as Americans. All right, let's dive into your phone calls today. 800-525-7000. That's the number to call. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. We're going to begin in Alabama today. Hi, Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Larry. I was involved in a couple of scams and fraud, and I've lost all of my savings and everything. And I wondered what would be best to pay my two credit cards off, a home equity loan or a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, I'd prefer you not do either of those to pay off credit card debt. And by the way, Larry, I'm so sorry that you were the victim of fraud. So that wiped out your savings. Tell me about your income sources right now.
Well, I'm retired. I'm 82 years old. I've got enough income coming in that I can take care of my bills and everything. I just need to get rid of my credit card and also get some money. So if I have an emergency, like a refrigerator or something, I can pay cash, bills,
Yeah,
so.
That's good thinking, Larry. I'm glad you're thinking about both of those things.
Yeah, I'm pretty much debt-free except for the credit cards. I don't my house is paid off, my cars and everything. So
yeah, well done. What do you owe right now, roughly, on credit cards, Larry?
About $12,000 to $13,000. I got two of them. I had three, and I paid the little one off first so I could concentrate on the bigger ones. But
all right. And what are you paying per month on those, roughly?
Well, right now, the last couple, I've just been paying a minimum because I was concentrating on taking care of the smaller one first.
Sure.
I got that one paid off.
Sure. Is the minimum across all of them totaling $13,000 somewhere between, $300 and $400 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my preference would be you do what I call debt management. It's often referred to as credit counseling. Our friends at Christian Credit Counselors could help you. Here's what happens with these, Larry. And by the way, we had thousands of listeners that have engaged with Christian Credit Counselors. In fact, I had a caller just last week, and she was in your same season of life, and she was celebrating how she and her husband, through Christian Credit Counselors, were able to pay off their credit card debt much sooner. Basically, they're going to drop the interest rates through credit counseling, and that's going to allow you to pay one level monthly payment, but a lot more is going to be going to principal, and you don't have to take out a new loan, which is costly, and you don't have to put a reverse mortgage on your house, which is costly. So as long as you can continue that level monthly payment, which is probably the same thing you're already doing now, with those lower interest rates, you'll get it paid off much quicker. ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Stay on the line. Our team will give you the phone number, too. We'll be right back.
Man, we have such a culture war against God's ways. I really wish I could make a more positive impact.
If that's you, you can. AFA President Tim Wildman invites you to join AFA Action Alerts. Sign up to receive two weekly emails with calls to action on foundational family, national, and Christian matters. Prayerfully sign up on the alerts page at afaaction.net. That's the alerts page on afaaction.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Coming up in our final segment a little later in the broadcast today, Bob Dahl stops by with his weekly market commentary. What is his expectation of interest rates? What about the economy? What about the markets? We've had some real strength as of late. Of course, all eyes are on the election, with the election only a few days away. And President Trump slightly ahead, depending on what you look at. What is the meaning of all of that on the markets, and especially given that, you know, we could go either way on this thing? President Trump's lead is thin and certainly within the margin of error on the polls. And so something to watch. We'll get Bob's take on all that straight ahead. We're taking your questions today, 800-525-7000. Before we head to Virginia, you know, I was mentioning at the top of the broadcast that we're seeing a new trend here with regard to election trading because of a recent court decision that has caused more platforms and companies to jump into this space, the most recent of which was Robinhood, the popular smartphone app, web-based trading platform, low-cost provider in the space. They jumped into the prediction betting arena, launching contracts for the upcoming U.S. presidential election for folks who meet certain criteria. You know, I was saying my opinion is let's be careful. Let's stay away from these. I'd rather you just pray and show up and vote informed, iVoter guide, be involved in the constitutional process that you have available to you. I would also say just with regard to gambling, the Bible doesn't label gambling as a sin, but it offers principles for wise living. And Jesus most certainly cautioned against serving both God and money in Matthew 6. He warned that addiction and debt can enslave a person. Paul warns that the desire for riches leads to harmful desires and spiritual ruin. Scripture consistently values hard work and contentment over get-rich-quick schemes. We see that in Proverbs 13. God's Word encourages believers to honor God with their resources and trust Him to meet their needs. In Hebrews 13, you know, we should prioritize allegiance to God and use money as a tool for good rather than covetousness and greed. And I would just say when you put the counsel of Scripture together, I think that means we should have no part in gambling, in my view. But we need to watch this, certainly with the proliferation of gambling now, and especially with sports betting, which is kind of the new phenomenon in this area. I think it's a slippery and dangerous slope, and it's pulling kids in at very young ages to this in this whole space. And so as Christians, I think we need to speak into that, lean into that, live out a biblical worldview each day. We'll continue to talk about this issue as it's not going anywhere anytime soon. All right, let's head back to the phones. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000 to Virginia. Hi, David. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. My question is, how much do the services cost on the app? Is it a month or is it yearly?
Yeah, it's a good question, David.
Nothing isn't for free. And all right, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we were talking in the first segment about the FaithFi app, and you know, we built that to implement Larry Burkett's envelope system, but in a smartphone expression so you can manage your budget. There is a basic version that is free, David, that would allow you to, you know, basically do your budgeting manually, you can still use, you know, the envelopes, create spending plans, and track everything manually. But when you have the ability to take the pro features, which includes connecting to any of the 11,000 institutions that you can connect to securely, create custom envelopes, have automatic transaction and balance imports, automatic allocation to your spending envelopes. That does require a subscription because there's a cost for us to be able to allow you to connect all those institutions. You can pay either annually or monthly. Annually, it comes out to $75 for the year, which is $6.25 a month. If you did that monthly, it'd be $8.99 a month. But let me do this, David. I'd be happy to give you a six-month pro subscription. We'll cover the cost of that for you, and that will allow you to get it set up, make sure it's working for you, and then obviously if you'd want to continue beyond that, then you could pick it up at that point, all right?
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Happy to do it. You stay on the line. We'll get your information and get that out to you. By the way, folks, if you want to check out the FaithFi app, just go to our website, faithfi.com, click app, or go straight to your app store and search FaithFi. All right, to Florida. Hi, Ann. How can we help you?
Hi, for taking my call. I would like to, I have a few questions regarding, I guess, traditional fund, IRAs.
All right.
The first question is, if you withdraw from a private qualified pension and have it transfer or roll over to a traditional IRA, is it considered as income?
Generally not, no. So if you do what's called a direct rollover, Ann, from a pension to a traditional IRA, it's generally not considered taxable income because it this type of rollover doesn't trigger any tax liability because both the pension and the traditional IRA have similar tax treatment. So if you do that direct rollover, meaning the money doesn't come to you, it goes straight from the pension pre-tax to the individual retirement account, traditional, pre-tax, that is not a taxable event. You're just moving it from one bucket to the other with the same tax treatment. The benefit is that as soon as you get it into the IRA, now you've got ultimate discretion over how it's invested or managed, because you can basically invest it in almost anything inside the IRA, but does not trigger a taxable event. Now, if you wanted to then convert it to a Roth, then you would pay tax on it in the year of the conversion. I would say, secondly, and I hinted at this, but let me just be really clear, make sure that doesn't come to you. Make sure it goes directly to the IRA custodian. Does that make sense, though?
Right. And is a Roth conversion also considered as an IRA distribution?
No, it's considered a conversion, but because you're going from a pre-tax IRA to an after-tax IRA, it is 100% of the amount that's converted is added to your taxable income for the year.
Right, right. I was just wondering about the term. Okay.
No, they would consider that a conversion, not a distribution. I'm going to take a break, and thanks for your call. Back with more questions after this. Stick around.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Is God calling you to ministry? It's time to multiply your capacity for ministry with an affordable degree. The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the degree for you. When God called you to ministry, He called you to preparation. This degree is the education that you need to put all the pieces together for an amazing life of ministry. You will graduate with a confidence for ministry that is backed up by your competence in the scriptures, theology, and ministry. Come learn with a trusted seminary that will help you become a faithful leader. Learn more at wbs.edu.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got room for you. We've got time for several more questions today. If you have a financial question, something you've been wrestling with in your financial life, go ahead and give us a call, 800-525-7000. We'd also love to hear if you want to share a testimony today. Perhaps God's been at work in your financial life. You have a story of how you've applied the wisdom from God's word that perhaps you heard here on this program. You want to share that with others as a source of encouragement, 800-525-7000. Or for a question today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Bob Dahl coming up in our next segment. We'll find out what's moving markets today as we start off basically flat. The big board's pretty much even, slightly positive, and we'll certainly keep an eye on that. A lot driving the markets, most notably, is the election next week. We'll get Bob's take on all that straight ahead. All right, let's head back to the phones. Milton is in Alabama. Milton, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have just a follow-up for a question that you started answering earlier this week.
Yes.
I have a refinance loan estimate from Iconic Mortgage. You advised me to wait until my credit score went up a little, but I have a loan estimate that is taking my interest rate from 7.25 to 6.25. So I would like to know if that would be a good option. They say that I can lock it in for 30 days, and it's within those 30 days my credit score goes up. It can be adjusted.
Okay. The challenge is, you know, with what did you say your credit score was?
7.25.
No, the credit score.
Oh, 635.
Okay. Yeah. The 30, is it a 30-year loan?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, I would just wanted to double check all of that because, you know, rates are sitting right now at about 7%. And so with you having a credit score below 640, the fact that you are able to get 6.25, something just doesn't seem right there. And so I just want you to double check on that. Now, if in fact they're able to do that, even with your interest rate, the other issue is you've got to look at what is the cost of that, how many points, and perhaps the fees are the way they're getting you down to that interest rate that's a full 1% below your current rate. Have you gotten a good faith estimate on what the fees and costs would be?
I got everything in front of me. So right now, they are charging me about, it says, total estimated closing is $5,183, and that's including the new escrow and taxes.
All right. And what is the mortgage amount?
$223,000, and it goes up to $228,200.
Okay, yes. So they're going to roll the closing costs into the mortgage?
Correct.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a pretty good deal. How long are you planning to stay in this house?
Well, I'm not sure. So it might be another year, another couple of years, but I don't know. Yeah. It all depends on my work situation. I usually change jobs and I have to move to different states.
Got it. Yeah. All right. And what happens to the monthly payment?
Well, it goes down $130. So very much. Yeah. I currently paid $1,700, so I got here my new monthly payment is going to be $1,599, so around $1,600.
All right, and is that the primary reason you're doing this, because you're having trouble making the payments?
Well, no, I like to save money, and I think that 7.25 is way too high. It's a very high interest rate, so all of my money is going to interest.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, here's the reality, though. The problem with this situation is, I tend to like 1.5% lower before you'd want to do it. And I want you to stay in the house for at least 5 years, because the savings and the interest is going to be, if you move in 1 to 2 years, any savings and interest will not be, will not offset the costs, even at $5,000. So you're going to end up spending more in fees than you save in interest over the next 24 months. So I think, from my view, because you have the ability to make the current payment at $1,700 a month, I'd rather you stick with it, even though it's a point higher. And the primary reason, Milton, is because of the uncertainty around your job situation and the fact that you might need to move. There's just too much risk there, and therefore, I don't think it makes sense, especially with you only saving 1%. Now, if you could drop it 2% and there's a chance you could stay for 5 years, even though, you know, it's possible you could move sooner, perhaps we consider it. But just given the fact that it's only 1% lower, you've got $5,000 in fees, and there's a decent likelihood that you'd have to move in the next 1 to 2 years, I don't think it's worth it.
Oh, okay. I hear that. Good.
Yeah.
So also, I would like to know, I have over 10 months worth of emergency savings. So I would like to know your point. I was thinking if I did a refinance to put it as an extra down payment. But now that you say no, what do you think I should do with that extra money?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm thrilled to hear you've been able to do that. I think, you know, really, for most people, you only need 6 months. So, you know, and you could go down as low as 3 months. Are you putting anything into retirement, Milton?
I got a Roth IRA, right?
Okay. What is your age?
51.
All right. And are you self-employed or
W-2? W-2 usually, yeah.
Okay. Do you have access to a retirement plan at work?
Not at the moment. Okay. I'm in between jobs. I had a contract, and my contract ended, so I'm looking for a new position right now.
Okay. Do you think you're going to end up, are you a tradesman, or are you looking for another full-time employee situation?
Another full-time, hopefully, or a long-term contract.
Yeah. All right, good. So what I would do is I'd probably go ahead and fund your Roth for this year and put that, you know, you can, over 50, you can put in 8,000. Are you married?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, so you could put in up to 8,000. Into your Roth, and then hang on to the rest, given the fact that you're in between jobs. And if you think, you know, there's a chance you may not find something quickly, maybe you want to hold on to all 10 months just to be safe. But assuming you get a new job, then I'd go ahead and fund that Roth IRA, and then look to hopefully start adding to a company-sponsored plan at your next employer.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they have 401ks, I always contribute to the match that they offer. Yeah.
Excellent. I think that's the plan. So I think given the fact that your job situation's unclear, let's not refinance. It's going to be too expensive. You're not going to make it up in saved interest. and let's hang on to those 10 months in savings because of your job situation. But once you get the job, then if it looks like it's going to be fairly secure, go ahead and fund the Roth. And if it happens this year, great. If it, you know, you have until you file your 2024 taxes, potentially as late as next April, to fund 2024. So I'd wait. Let's try to get that job in place. Then you could fund the Roth IRA. And then at that point, look to start adding to your company's 401k. Okay.
So Rob, we made the calculations and it will take me 2 years to actually pay the fees for this offer loan. You still think it's not a good idea?
I don't think so, because I think rates are going to be lower in a year, and hopefully you'll know by then whether or not you're staying or going. Breaking even is not worth the hassle, in my opinion. Thanks for your call, Milton. God bless you, buddy. Take care. We'll be right back.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
Financial fear is real, but so is God's promise to provide. At FaithFi, we know the daily stress of money can overwhelm your heart, but Jesus reminds us to look at the birds of the air. They don't worry, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. In Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional, you'll find peace by focusing on God's faithfulness as you discover how to overcome financial anxiety with faith. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and begin your journey with Look at the Sparrows today.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. But here in our final segment, it's time to connect with Bob Dahl. Bob is our resident market guy. You hear him frequently on Fox Business and CNBC. He joins us normally on Mondays. He's traveling this week, checking in with us. And Bob, as we get started on a new trading week, market basically flat. I guess kind of all eyes are on the election next week. Is that it?
You got that right, I guess, and also the heavy-duty earnings releases. This week is the biggest week. Last week was the second biggest week. But you're right, all eyes on the election. Let's hope a week from now it's over rather than the prolonged court challenges that we all fear.
Bob, are you expecting, regardless of how this turns out, I mean, perhaps Trump has a slight edge, maybe, maybe not. It's certainly within the margin of error, but it could go either way. Are you expecting the market to move significantly one way or the other with either scenario playing out?
So I think that Trump increased probabilities has crept into the market. That is, Donald Trump is probably better for equities than Harris, and that's part of why the market's gone up. It's probably less good for bonds, and that's why bonds have struggled. Some of that's creeping in already. Look, if we get the big surprise of a blue sweep, I think the market would react negatively. The market prefers over the long term divided government, which we might get, but I think a red wave, if that happens, the market will be okay also as well.
Yeah, interesting. Bob, we were talking a bit earlier in the broadcast just about Robinhood jumping into the prediction space. You probably saw that yesterday. And yeah, just warning folks to be careful. And, you know, operating out of a biblical worldview requires that we pursue hard work and contentment over get-rich-quick schemes. But how do you think about these betting markets and predictions markets in light of a biblical worldview?
Yeah, I'm where your conclusion is for sure. But what do they, from an informational point, tell us? It is often where the public opinion polls eventually go. So those betting markets are often lead indicators. Yeah. Now, in the case of this election, it's pretty obvious a lot of big money has gone to the Trump side on the betting markets. Have they overdone his probabilities? Maybe. We'll know in a week or so, Rob.
Yeah. Bob, what does it tell us that not only do we have record highs on the major indexes, but we also have record highs on gold? Is there anything we should take away from that?
I think what that combination is suggesting is that the economy, particularly in the U.S., is going to be reasonably robust, that inflation probably isn't going to 2% and might cyclically rise some. So therefore, investors have some gold in their portfolios. You can rationalize owning them both.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Bob, what about interest rates? I mean, you know, since we last heard from the Fed, I mean, a lot has changed. We've got strength in the economy. We've got a raging market here. Where do you think they go from here?
So I think in the event of a Trump win, our guess is we've got a shot at the 10-year Treasury of 450. We're around 430 as we speak. But as you suggested in answering the last caller, probably a year from now, rates are somewhat lower. Look, at some point, the economy will slow to some more normal level, and then we'll get some declines in interest rates. But they might go higher before they go lower.
All right. Bob, let's finish with just balancing this budget and just where the trajectory is headed on the debt. Obviously, a lot of interest over the weekend in the Madison Square Garden rally, where Elon Musk, who's basically agreed to take on a leadership role of this Department of Government Efficiency, said potentially as much as $2 trillion could come out of the budget. I mean, you know, these are the kinds of things we've been hoping for a long time. What do you make of all of that?
Well, not only hoping for, but we need them at some point. Otherwise, the debt and the deficits will strangle us. So at some point, somebody has to tackle it. The word austerity seems to be missing from Washington's vocabulary. So $2 trillion is a big number. If that includes addressing the entitlements programs, which Trump says he won't touch, well, we can get to $2 trillion. Absent that, it's a lot tougher. Some president at some point in time is going to have to tackle the entitlement programs. That's where the money is.
We haven't been talking about it. At least it's being discussed now, and we'll see where it goes from here. Bob, we always appreciate your insights.
Have a great week.
All right. That's Bob Dahl. He's a CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. You can learn more, and while you're there, sign up for his Dahl's Deliberations weekly investment commentary, all that at crossmarkglobal.com. All right. Back to the phones here. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but a bit of time. Philip is in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got a question. I've got three high interest loans out. I'm almost done paying off my house. I only owe like $5,500, $5,600 left on it and everything. But I've got those three high interest loans, which between the loans and the house payment, I'm paying about $800 to $1,000 a month. And it seems like I'm only treading water as far as like being able to get those loans paid off. And I have an idea as far as like maybe I can borrow about $17,000 from my 401k and pay those off, and I would have, you know, substantially less payment as far as paying it back to myself. I know that it's, you know, taken from myself right now, but I don't feel like I'm getting out of debt as far as getting those loans paid off. What's your advice on that?
Yeah, what are those high interest loans? What type of loans are they?
Different finance companies locally, where my payment on one is about about $270 a month. The other one is about $190 a month. The other one is about $100 a month. Just like the local finance companies that you can go to as far as borrowing up to like $4,000, $5,000. And I'm trying to get those paid off, and it just doesn't seem like I'm making any headway on them.
What's the total that you owe? About 15 grand?
The total on those is about 61 altogether between the loans and the house being paid off would be about 11.7.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of taking more loans. I mean, I realize you're paying interest to yourself and you'd get out of paying these high interest debts. I mean, you know, I would, if anything, I would prefer maybe you cut back on what you're putting in. I'd try to take advantage of any matching that you're going to get, but I maybe would cut back on putting anything beyond the match into the 401k and use that to accelerate the payoff rather than taking it out of the 401k. As soon as you take it out of the 401k, now it's not in the market, and so it's the opportunity cost. And then if something were to happen with your employment, it'd all be taxable to you and maybe with a penalty. So I just don't like 401k loans personally. I mean, I realize on paper, if everything works according to plan, you know, you can save a little bit in interest. But I think I'd rather you just kind of double down on really tightening the budget, maybe cutting back slightly on the 401k new contributions, and then just attacking those debts right where they are. Was there a particular issue, Philip, that led you to these finance companies in the first place that's been resolved?
Most of it was during COVID as far as hours and being able to, I know you suggested as far as cutting down as far as contributions and everything, and I have done that as far as down to the bare minimum as far as like, kind of like what you suggested as far as like my company offers a 3% match, so I used to be up to 15% as far as like all in as much as I could.
Yeah,
And I've chopped that down to you know what they match. That way, I'm not losing out as far as that.
Got it. Okay.
But it was mainly financial situations as far as hours and employment.
Yeah, got it. All right. Well, I mean, it's not a terrible idea. I would just I don't like getting into that habit. It's just a little too easy to tap that money. Do you already have any 401k loans outstanding?
I've got one that is right at 7,000. If I were to, I've been doing the figuring and everything, and if I were to take out another loan, it would be about 250 a check as far as coming out, as far as repaying those loans versus, you know, like what I said, as far as the money that I'm having to pay back on these other loans and the house.
Yeah, but if you think about the opportunity cost in terms of that money being out, you know, I'd rather it be in there. I mean, listen, you pray through it and make that decision. I'd probably rather you just stay really focused on getting that paid off as quickly as possible right where it is. But if you buckle down as much as you can, you can't reduce any more on the 401k without cutting into that match. I mean, certainly it's an option. Just understand you're giving up money in terms of your long-term savings, and you have this potential risk of having to you know, pay tax on it and penalties if you separate from employment. But that's my best advice, my friend. I appreciate you thinking through it. I mean, you're headed in the right direction. I would just prefer you do it a different way. Quickly to South Carolina, Brother Tony, we're going to finish with you today. I understand you have a praise report.
Yes, sir. Praise God. How are you?
I'm doing great. I only have about 60 seconds, so give it to me.
All right. I was calling because I was talking with you and you were telling me about debt consolidation. You told me to start an emergency fund. But what I'm calling you about right now is I want to let you know that I know that God is good. He opened up doors and we had a little boy in our church that couldn't walk. But my bishop kept him encouraged and he baptized in the name of Jesus for healing. And after the boy got baptized, God performed a miracle and that boy started to walk. And I know God can do all things. And I just want everybody just to stay encouraged.
Oh, that's great. We lost a little bit of what you said, but we got stay encouraged. God is on the throne. He's providing, and he's still in the business of doing miracles. And Tony, we appreciate you sharing that with us today. I'm so thrilled to hear you're on a good path financially as well. All the best to you, my friend. Thanks for being the exclamation point on the end of the broadcast today and encouraging us to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Big thanks to my team today, Taylor Stanridge, Devin Patrick, Sandy Dickinson, and the entire team here at FaithFi. Couldn't do it without them. Folks, we could use your support. We're a little behind for October. If you've found value in the program, would you head to faithfi.com and click give right now? Be a big blessing between now and the end of October. Faithfi.com. Just click give, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.